He puts his spirit upon his servant, July 2nd. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. To Jesus, who emptied himself for the salvation of lost humanity, the Holy Spirit was given without measure. So it will be given to every follower of Christ when the whole heart is surrendered for his indwelling. Our Lord himself has given the command, be filled with the Spirit, and this command is also a promise of its fulfillment. It was the good pleasure of the Father that in Christ should all the fullness dwell, and in him ye are made full. God wants you to work, not with self-disparagement nor in discouragement, but with the strongest faith and hope, with cheerfulness and joy, representing Christ to the world. The religion of Jesus is joy, peace, and happiness. As we search the Scriptures, and see the infinite condescension of the Father in giving Jesus to the world that all who believe in him may have everlasting life, every power of our being should be called into activity, to give praise and honor and glory to him for his unspeakable love to the children of men. Let us work now as we have never worked before. We are to improve every opportunity of drawing souls to Christ. The work to be carried on by the people of God is declared in the words of inspiration, Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law.